We're in Ashrei. We spoke, I think, already about the pasuk door to door. Yishabach ma'asecha gvura secha yagidu. The Alshech says it's brought down in the Siddur of the Gra that really what's being expressed in this pasuk is that the godless of the different things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, we can't really grasp just by investigating this world, but especially we grasp it by what's passed down to us from door to door about the miracles that happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed nature and broke nature. That itself really shows about the whole rest of the world, the thing, like the outright miracles show us that there are hidden miracles everywhere. So specifically through door to door, Yishabach Ma'asecha, that's really the correct way to see the Shevach of all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Because we can't necessarily see that it's directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu until we hear told down to us about the miracles that broke the rules of nature. Hadar Kavod Hodecha, V'divri Niflo Secha Sicha. The truth is, this phrase, Hadar Kavod Hodecha, I don't fully get. I'll tell you what it is that I saw in this, in the Sefer Ha'aras HaTfilah. He says that Hadar, the first word Hadar here, these are referring to two different types of the beauty of the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hadar is referring to the external beauty, where you see the beauty of the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that reflects on Hodecha, which is the hidden beauty, the things that you don't see immediately, but you need so the Hadar, the external beauty, is what reflects and shows you and brings you, pulls you, draws you into seeing the inner hidden beauty that's in the world. Rav Victor Miller says that Hodecha is referring to looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's works in this world in a deep level. So that's Hodecha. That's like the glory of Hashem when you look at how, like, all the beautiful things that He created in nature. V'divrei niflo secha asicha. But what we're going to speak about are the niflos, are the things that stood out to us. That's the ones that usually get us to talk. But David Melech is saying that he's going to speak more than just about the niflos. Hada kavod hadecha, even though really your hod are the hidden, is the hidden glory, but what we're going to speak about is the ones that we know about the most, that we see the most. Divrei niflos secha, the nisim asicha, I'll speak about all the time. The word, why doesn't it say asiach? I will speak about. Why is it asicha with a hey at the end? So Rav Miller says that the hey at the end is really David HaMelech being mezaris himself, pushing himself to just like say, I'm never going to stop. He's always going to make sure that he's constantly talking about the neflos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sicha, as opposed to dibur is very specific speech, like talking, you get your point across, and it's said. But a sicha, what's unique about a sicha is something that it's not measured. It keeps on going. It's constant chatter and talking is a sicha, without any boundaries. So that's how I'm going to speak about your wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A sicha, I'm going to constantly be conversing about it, chattering about it, talking about it, nonstop. Rav Steinman says that a sicha could be understood both in the future tense, that I constantly will in the future continue to talk about your wonders. But asicha could also be a right now constant discussion. I'm gonna constantly continue right now to talk about your wonders without stopping. Ve'ezuz nor osecha yameru ugduos chasaprena. So, what does it mean? Ve'ezuz nor osecha. The noraos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that bring us towards Yir Shamayim, where it elicits awe within us. We're in shock and awe over the wonders of Hashem. So what's the Ezuz Norosecha? Ezuz is the strength of the Noraos. So in other words, the Noraos are already awesome on their own. They already elicit excitement in us on their own when we just see them. You see Kriyas Yamsuf and you're already speechless. You're already floored when you recognize and understand that the Noraos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ezuz Norosecha is when you look into even the massive miracles themselves, even the fine details within them. You go into it in detail and you realize even more and more how miraculous it was, how wondrous it was. That's like an Az Yashir. That's like when we talk about Kriyas Yamsef, we don't just speak about in general how the sea split, but we get even more specific and we refer to different aspects that happen within the splitting of the sea. And then when you look at Chazal, they go into even more aspects that went on throughout the miracle of Kriyas Yamsef. So that's the Ezuz Norosecha Yameru. The strength within the Noros, all the little details within it, we're gonna say those over. Ezuz is from the word Oz, but the two Zions turning into the word Ezuz makes it sound even more powerful. Like the massive power of your Noros, Yomeru. Yomeru is in plural. The masses of people, this is what they're gonna tell over. Ugduloscha Asaprena, I. Asaprena is in first person. I will tell over your Gdula Secha. So Gdula Secha, this is what Victor Miller says, is the constant miracles of Hashem. The ones that people are generally used to or don't notice as much, they like to talk more about the Ezuz Nor Secha, but I'm going to make sure that I continue together with speaking about Ezuz Nor Secha, Gdula Secha Asaprena, along with those. I'm going to continue to talk about your regular everyday wonders and miracles with the same excitement that I speak about Ezuz Nor Secha. And an example of that that Rabbi Victor Miller brings down is in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Vav that we say in Psukat Zimra on Shabbos. So it goes through a whole list of the major miracles that Kosh Baruch Hu did for us. It says, like, for example, Lamakim Mitzrayim Bivchorehem Kilolim Chasto V'yotze Yisom Bitochem Kilolim Chasto Makas Bechoros Yitzias Mitzrayim Biyad Chazak Bezona Tuya Kilolim Chasto Legoze Yamsov Legzorim Kriyas Yamsov Kilolim Chasto. This whole list, and then when we entered Eretz Yisrael, how they conquered all the different nations Kilolim Chasto. And then at the end of the Mizmor it says Nosein Lechem L'chol Basa Kilolim Chasto, kind of just like thrown right into that whole list of massive miracles is a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives out bread to all living. Kila Olam Chasto. Throws it right in there. Why? So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches says that this is coming to show us that just to give sustenance to people requires the same amount of miracles, same number of miracles, as it would be to make the Kriyas Yamsuf and enter the land of Eretz Yisrael. We know Kriyas Yamsuf, there was like 250 miracles that went on at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Chazal say. So too, just to get bread to your home for you to eat, there was so many miracles that went into the seeds of the grains and the development of the grains and the making of the bread and the sun that had to make it grow and the rain that had to fall to make it grow. So many miracles that we're just so used to that we don't see them as miracles, but it deserves to also be in the same list of miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf. No sein lechem l'chol basar kilo olam chaso. So that's an example of how David HaMelech, while everyone else is talking about Ezuz Nor Secha Yomeru, he says Ugdulascha Asaprena. I personally plan on continuing to even just speak about Ugdulascha, the constant regular miracles that are every day. In the Siddur Agra, he says it over a little bit differently. The Ezuz Nor Secha Yomeru, most people like to talk about, to be in awe of you, how you punished the wicked with in a miraculous way. And that's okay, but I want to speak about Gdulascha. Gdulascha is Midas Tuvcha, the good things that you did. How you, like the good things that you did to those that you love, to those that followed in your ways, that's what I would like to tell over, not just how you punished the wicked. If you look in the Pasuk, it's spelled Gdulascha is spelled with a yud. It's spelled as if it says Gdulascha, with a yud, Gdulascha. But we pronounce it without the yud between the taf and the chaf sofi. We pronounce it Gdulascha. Gdulascha means all of your gedulos. Gdulascha is your gedula. So really, to us, it looks like there's many different great things Hashem does. But really, the way that we pronounce it is the way it actually is. It's one. It's coming just from one greatness. It's not many separate greatnesses. One eternal greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, sourced in one place. How do we tell over the greatness of Hashem? How we asaprena, Gdulascha asaprena, through our tefillos, let's say through Pesukei Dezimra and the different Mizmori Tehillim that we say, where we're expressing the different Gdulos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but also this Rav Steinman points out, when we learn Torah, that's considered like expressing the greatness of Hashem. Where do we see that? Because there's a Gemara in Horios that says that when they wanted to lower Rabbi Shimon Gamliel for being the Nasi because he wasn't holding enough on what they would have wanted in Maseches Uktzin, so it says, it brings the pasuk in the Gemara, it says, Mi Yimala Gvuros Hashem, who has the right to tell over the Gvuros of Hashem? One who's able to be Yashmiya Kol Tehilaso, one who could tell over all the Tehilos of Hashem. Only if he knows all the Torah, Kol Tehilaso, is he going to be able to be Yimala Gvuros Hashem, be the Nasi, be the one that teaches Torah to everybody. So you see that when it's referring to Limud Torah and knowledge of Torah, it calls it the Tehilos of Hashem, the praises of Hashem. So too, whenever we learn Torah, it's like we're saying over the praises of Hashem. The pasuk next continue, Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiu, V'tzidkascha Yiraneinu. So Zecher, just like a mention, all we could possibly do, everything that we might say, as much as we expound, all we can consider that is a Zecher, like a mention of Rav, of the many Tuvcha, of the good things Yabiu is what we're going to express. In other words, whatever we say and all that we, as much as we go on and on and on, all that could even be considered as scratch, not even scratching the surface. It's like we made a mention, a zecher, of the many goodnesses that you did. We can't possibly really grasp and say any significant percentage of the tov of Hashem. It's referred to as tovcha, your tov, because all tov that we have really belongs to Hashem, and He gave it to us. Yabiu is to express. We have to verbally say it with our mouth. We have to remember it. In other words, we have to remember all the good things that Hashem did for us since the beginning of time, to all of the world, to the Jewish people, and to us personally up until today. We have to remember it, but also Yabiu. We have to express it with our mouths. It has to come out of our mouth, and we have to say it. The word Yabiu comes from the word to flow, like a river flows. When something's overflowing, it just pours right out. We're so filled with the Karz HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the words of thanks to Him just flow right out of us. When does something begin to flow? When you add some more water to it, then it overflows. So every time another good thing happens to us throughout the day, since we're so already filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Hashem, all of His new tov that He does, Yabiu, it just overflows and pours out of our mouth with our thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not enough just to thank Hashem when you receive things. Also, you have to remember Zecher Rav Tuvcha. You have to remember all the things that He has given to us already and continue to carry them with us. V'tzidkascha Yiraneinu. Yiraneinu implies constantly, all the time, to be rejoicing over the free presence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us. Okay, we'll pick up from here. Mitzvah Hashem.